Welcome to another episode of the Gut Wrench Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mocha. This is the Gut Wrench Podcast. And for all intents and purposes, this episode is not going to be like your usual episode that I usually format together. Because this week, I unfortunately was not able to really go on a deep dive into a professional wrestling show. Seeing as though that it is 10:15 right now, whenever I am recording this, I realize that it probably wouldn't be the safest assumption to even watch a half of a wrestling show and then try to rate it. So because work has got in the way yet again, and I decided that it wasn't a good idea to do what I did about 2 weeks ago, which was basically just forego the episode and then just say, oh, I'll just do it next week, because, you know, I'll just skip a week. I don't like doing that, you know? I don't like doing that. What I do like doing, however, is doing in-depth, detailed episodes like the one that I did last week whenever I started talking about Jesus for no reason whatsoever, and I started just, putting him down and being like, you know, that was something that needed to be talked about when in fact it didn't need to be talked about, it didn't need to be discussed, and for that matter, it had no bearing on the episode, or any episodes prior, rather than the episodes where I've went on tangents and just talked about the spoken word and how, oh man, if you speak it into existence, then that is a powerful, powerful tool. That is a powerful thing that you can use. Oh, be pagan like me. And if your faith got shook by what I said last week, then you must not be a very strong, rooted Christian. I don't know where this conversation's going. The fact is that I'm going to be talking about anything else except for wrestling. So I took the liberty of taking some notes as to what was happening this past week. Well, not this past week, but rather in subsequent other weeks of professional wrestling, so that maybe we could work back around to what it is that has happened in recent years, or in recent year, as far as professional wrestling goes. What does that mean? What does that entail? Well, basically, what it means and what it entails is that I'm going to be sitting here making a whole bunch of jokes, talking about what happened at the Royal Rumble, which was January's pay-per-view, what happened at the Elimination Chamber, which was this past week, which I didn't watch. I just looked up the results too, more or less. Maybe it's something that we'll go back and watch at a later date. But this episode might just be like a 30-minute episode just to recap, highlight, tell a few jokes, you know, make a few funny comments, as well as tell you guys that I am on a mission. And that mission is to get rich fast. So in order to suffice, in order to circumvent that mission of getting rich fast, I have downloaded an app, and it is called Bitcoin mining. So for those of you who don't know how much a Bitcoin is worth, it is worth an estimated is what I'm looking at right now. So, I'm not really sure where the tenths place is, where the ones place is, whether that's 16,900. Like, that doesn't make sense. You know, to me, if, like, they're not using commas here, it's just a jumble of numbers. So, and it doesn't make sense that that would say 16 million, you know? Otherwise, this would feel like more of a grind than what it already is. However, the Bitcoin that I have farmed or their lack of Bitcoin that I have farmed. The last two, pay attention to what I'm saying here, 0.0, that right there, if I can get that to at least say 0.1 within the next 30 days, then I would have made my money back. Because if I can get that to say 0.1, then I would have made $8,000. And I checked it earlier, and I can cash out to Cash App. But do you know how much that I cashed out to whenever it was, and I'll tell you where it's at right now, and then I'll tell you where it was whenever I cashed out, because it has my transaction history here. Right now, I am at 2.13 million, and that's not how many Bitcoin that I do have. Allow me to say that. That's not how many Bitcoin that I do have. Once again, I will explain. Imagine there's a giant quarter, and I mean like, or a giant dime, a giant penny, something of that nature. And whenever I say giant, I mean, let's say that it's 30 feet tall and 60 feet wide. Okay, now imagine for a minute that that giant quarter, the giant dime, or the giant nickel, whatever it is, all of a sudden someone leans up on it and then it falls. It falls into itsy bitsy tiny pieces, and they need your help. The government needs your help getting all those pieces back and then putting them in working order again. So you're left, and they're not glass or anything, okay? So let's say that it was something like ruby, you know, something like that. Something that's just, you can pick it up and then you can just put it back. I would assume that if a ruby broke, you could just use glue or duct tape or whatever else. Anyway, you can, in this hypothetical scenario situation, you just put it back, and then you and like 60 billion other people are like trying to put it back. But there's so many pieces. That's right now what's happening. Whenever I cashed out, by the way, on my Cash App, I cashed out at 267.62K. Okay, so right now I'm at 2.13 million tiny pieces of Bitcoin, which come together to form one big piece of Bitcoin, as I'm trying to use an analysis in order to tell you guys. But if I can do it in less than 30 days, then I would have made my money back, because you don't understand how much money that I've already paid in order to have them farm the fucking Bitcoin. I paid for like two subscriptions of, which was like 3 month subscriptions, which doesn't auto renew, by the way. So, which means that I would have to pay it again out of, which is a good thing. It's a good thing, because let's say 3 months from now, I've got enough Bitcoin to wherever I'm like, oh my God, I could totally do something. You know, I could totally get something with that. Or 3 months from now, I don't have enough Bitcoin, you know, then it wouldn't auto-renew, so there's really no risk. But what I mean to say is, it's a little frustrating to see it. So right now, I want you guys to count with me how many zeros that there are. 0 point, and there's only 1 point. That's the good news. See, because they could be little greedy bastards, and then put like, I mean, there could be like six more zeros going left, you know, having me to farm it even more. But instead, there's just 0.0, which there's already two zeros, 0, 0, 0, so that's five zeros, 2, 1, 3, 1, 2, 6, well, it changed, but 213-133-15, you know, like, it just keeps going, like the Energizer Bunny, I guess you could say. According to this transaction history, without me really, you know, changing the number again, because it's messing with me a little bit, because it keeps farming, and then the number keeps going up. Anyway, 0.00002139998774. Bitcoin, so far, has been sort of mined. So if you can imagine just a little miner, and I don't mean like a small child, I just mean like a little team of like 60 people, and then they're just almost like chipping away at some coin somewhere, and every time that they get like even a small little piece of coin, they're putting it in their mine cart, and they're like, oh yes, the person who paid for a 3-month subscription, which I paid for like 3 of them, is going to love this. So basically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make my money back. And if I can get, like I said earlier, I know that this is becoming extremely, extremely hard to listen to, because who knows anything about Bitcoin these days. But if I can get 0.1, if I can get that, okay, out of 14 numbers, I need the 5th number to the far right to at least say 1. Now, I don't exactly know what that entails, so I'm going to come over here to Google, and I'm going to type in 14 C-E-R-O. Oh my god. So apparently, 100 trillions. I didn't even know that numbers went that fucking high. Oh my god. I thought, oh, okay. And apparently a quadrillion is also a number too. There is no way. Because as a child, you remember how we, I know that there's some of you out there. I know that there's just some of you out there who probably haven't even counted that high before in your life, right? But I know that there's some of you out there who are like, you know, we used to like banter back and forth as children, maybe like be like a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old talking, and then they would be like playing Barbie dolls or something of that nature. Just stick with me here in another hypothetical scenario from the Gut Wrench podcast. Holy crap. Anyway, someone would come up to you and then they would be like, okay, sir, that'll be $60 quadrillion. And then you would be like, okay. And then just take you out your little fake plastic card and then you would swipe it. I don't know. How much money did you get today? You know, $60 quadrillion, you know, like those little scenarios where you're just children, right? I didn't even know that a quadrillion was actually a 10 quadrillion, 100 quadrillion. There's no way that a bank account would actually read that much, man. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is hilarious, because these are almost like made-up numbers that we would make up as a kid. That's what I was trying to say before, but I don't know why. So, 14 zeros is 100 quadrillion. 15 is just a quadrillion. But there's one more zero. How's it? 16 is 10 quadrillion. Oh, okay, because it's 100. Okay. Oh, okay, that makes sense. 10, 16, 15, 14. Okay, as it It's counting up. I swear, I didn't see that. Now, look at this. 17's at the bottom. 16 is above 17. 15 is above 16. And then 14 is at the top. See, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting it to go the other way. But maybe I'm some sort of... What do they call that? Oh, shit. wherever you have trouble with, like... Now, I'm having trouble listing the vocabulary word that I'm looking for. It's there somewhere. Anyway, moving on. If I could, quite possibly within the next 30 days or less, get this Bitcoin to possibly go to the 100 quadrillion, I guess is what I'm looking for, timeline, which it looks like that it's moving at an accessible rate. I could try to tell you guys how fast that it's moving. It says that the total that it's moving at is apparently 10.38 TH/s, which is like 1,000 per second. 10.38, and I've watched 105 ads to get this, the thing that is supposed to be like a rewarding contract. I've gotten it to 604.83 GHS, which the GH probably stands for gallons per hour. Hell if I know. I know that TH stands for thousands. The GH really doesn't seem like it's, you know, gigs per hour. I mean, I'm not really sure exactly what it is that it's counting up to, but the good news is I'm at 2.140. I don't understand. Anyway, what I mean to say is that it's my obligation to get rich fast. And if that were the case, if I were to move that number that I was talking about, that 0.1, if I could get that to go, I would have $8,000. Now, here's another problem too. So I checked what the maximum amount is that you could cash out on Cash App is. And it's $15. That's the maximum. So I could theoretically cash out right now, but I don't see why I would do that to the Bitcoin. Because odds are, it's going to reach a high, and whenever it does that, I'm going to be able to... Look, if I had $8,000, I would do giveaways. I would, you know, I wouldn't just... And I wouldn't stay here either. I would pay for a hotel room for, like, the next 2 years, and then just buy more Bitcoin, you know, and just cash out to Cash App, and just forget all about my job, you know, the other responsibilities and stuff of that nature. You know, having $8,000 on deck, and I don't mean on this dick, I just mean on deck, would be like a lot of things are getting taken care of, and now I don't have to worry about anything at all. And of course, to a lot of you, $8,000 isn't a lot of money, because you guys have other responsibilities that you would have to take care of first. You would have to go to the grocery store, you know, probably 3 or 4 times. You would have to make a car payment or do something boring with it. You know, you wouldn't do anything exciting with it. You wouldn't be like, hey, $8,000, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it away. Even though I wouldn't give away all of it, I would probably give away like $400 at a time. You know, it's no big deal. I got 8,000 G's sitting right here, you know. And on top of that, I would probably use it to farm more Bitcoin so that I would have even more 8,000 G's. So the race that I'm going here is basically just to get the needle to move a little bit more, and to survive that, I've been watching ads. The ad moves, you remember earlier I said GHS, right? Or THS? Well, the 24-hour, if I watch ads, then for 24 hours, it also, like I said, I already watched 105 to get this one up to 604.82 GHS. Well, if I watch another ad, then it'll add another 5.32 GHS. And the reason that I'm watching those is because I want that fifth, that first 0.1. That's what I'm trying to farm. And then once I get that, you know, even if it has to be $15 at a time, because like I said, Cash App will only allow you to farm it. I'm sorry, it will allow you to cash out at the $15 value of Bitcoin. So, which means that I would have to cash out $15 at a time. Meanwhile, you know, and imagine that, 8,000 divided by 15. Hang on, I'll pull up a calculator. I don't know how this became a numbers game. Honestly, I don't. I thought that we'd make a few jokes, you know, have a little bit of fun. So 8,000 divided by 15 equals 533.333. So if I was to round that up, it'd be like 534. And the whole time that I'm doing that, it's still going to be like the whole time that I'm like taking out the Cash App, taking out the money for the Cash App, you know, however long that takes me, doing it by the maximum amount, I'm still going to be farming Bitcoins. And meanwhile, as long as that's going to take me, because it is 533 times that I would have to do it, I would be losing and gaining money, because the Bitcoin is always like, ooh, it's like a fucking antique heart monitor that always just goes up and then comes down, almost like a Beethoven symphony. So, it's like coming back and then going up and then coming up and then going down. And I would have to cash it out to Bitcoin rather than just cashing it out to my Cash App, if that makes sense. And it should make sense, because Cash App has a literal Bitcoin counter right there, in its grasp, in its own app, is what I should say. And right now I'm at $1.32. Which I'm doing okay, but I just need to keep some in there so that whenever I go to cash out, it doesn't tell me, "Oh, you don't have anything in there." Which I don't know if it would tell me that. I don't know if it would tell me that, but I don't want to find out that it will tell me that, because it has a little disclaimer, right? This is stupid, and I know that this is stupid. But it has a little disclaimer here. Whenever you go to cash out, it's like, warning, you do realize that if you were to, but you can withdraw to wallet or exchange supporting Bitcoin Lightning transactions. Bitcoin Lightning transactions address sometimes looks like this, and then they give you an example of it. And then it says, withdrawal fees are subject to change depending on the network connection, and if it changes rapidly after your withdrawal, we will contact you about withdrawal options. But it's basically like a warning telling you also that they are not responsible for like any lost transactions. So that's the thing that scares me. That's why I'm using another thing is like the Lightning wallet versus the BTC, because they give you literally three options here. One of them is the Bitcoin Smart Chain, which they abbreviate BEP-20. And the other one is the Bitcoin blockchain, which I don't know what the difference is. I just used the Lightning, which is the third option, one time. And then all of a sudden, I got 16 cents. I know. I thought that I would have more, too. 16 cents. That's how much that the minimum cash out is. Well, the minimum, yes. The maximum, like I said before, is, I looked it up, and it's around $15.82. So if I'm going to be farming this at the maximum amount, if I was to get to the 8,000, which is what I'm desiring to get to, because there are no Bitcoin ATMs around here, which would be the quickest way to get it to my, I don't know where this conversation is going, I swear. This is probably boring everyone here. You're probably throwing tomatoes at your phone or at your laptop right now, you know, just because I'm not making any jokes like I promised, you know. Where's the jokes? Where's the beef? You know, these nuts. Anyway, what I planned on doing was talking more about the Elimination Chamber. Despite my get-rich-quick scheme that I have on the back burner, 30 days from now, and I'm going to imagine that if I'm at like 2.whatever million, you guys don't understand what I'm going to have to go through. I'm going to have to go through 100 million. After I get to 900 million, it's going to raise again. It's going to like move to the next number. Then after that, I'm going to have to get to 100 million again, but this time it's going to be 100 million. You see how bad I am at like tenths, places, numbers? The education system really has failed me. So I'll try to make this easier for you guys to understand. Whenever you're looking at it from left to right, 0.0, okay, so that's 2 zeros, 3, 4, 5. So I'm going to need at least 5 numbers to hit 1 within 30 days. And they're at 0 right now. So from left to right, 5 zeros. I'm not really sure where that's at. So stupid. Whenever I pay whatever freaking fee that they're going to have me pay in like 30 days, I'll probably going to do it again. Drew McIntyre won the Elimination Chamber. And whenever he did, I wonder which title that he's going for. Just putting it out there. The better match, in my opinion, is Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. That's the better match, in my opinion. I get it. A lot of people want to see Cody Rhodes finish his story. And Cody Rhodes, by the way, won the Royal Rumble, hence why we're not on a strike. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, they didn't win. Thank God. Once again, I'm safe for another year. I'm safe for another year, provided that WWE doesn't go swerve. You know, before April, we're going to go ahead and have another Royal Rumble. And whoever wins that gets to be the second participant in the match. Or, here's another idea. It could be a triple threat, even though I don't really want to see this happen. It's just another idea. I'm just putting it on the table. Roman Reigns is the head of the table, so I'm going to go ahead and put it on the table. Here's the other idea. Fantasy booking-wise, we could have Drew McIntyre, the winner of the Elimination Chamber, which, by the way, Kevin Owens was in the Elimination Chamber. They could have maybe not done that. He's done nothing to deserve a title opportunity, but still they continue to put him out there like he's some grandiose, you know, golden lamb. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You can spray a turd with golden... You can spray a turd, a dog turd, with like golden spray paint. It's still a turd. It still smells like a turd. It still acts like a turd. You know, I can squash it in my hand. It's still a turd. You know, my dog ate... I don't even have a dog. But that's not the point. My dog ate Cheerios last night, you know? And whenever it took a shit on the carpet, I was like, hey, look at that. It's a Kevin Owens. You know, and then I picked that shit up and threw that shit away because that's where that belongs, in the trash. Now, it's been a minute since I've basically, you know, kicked fun, poked fun at Kevin Owens. Like, ha ha ha, you too fat to see your toes. Ha ha ha. And for those of you who are too fat to see your toes, I do apologize that that wasn't a dig at you. You know, fat people in general or anything like that. I mean, I'm starting to get a belly on me myself. But at the same time, I know when to stop eating. I know when to put the fork down. Joking. I'm joking. He's an athlete. There's a difference. He's supposed to, allow me to say that one again. He's supposed to be an athlete. But he's not very good at doing athletic things. You see, his idea of an athletic thing is doing a move called a cannonball. For those of you who don't know, you can't do unless you've got the body type of Danny DeVito. Oh my God. And I'm not trying to make fun of Danny DeVito here. He's a great actor. But, you know, being the short, stubby, sort of having no... You got the hair of the professor from the Back to the Future movie. And, well, Kevin Owens doesn't have that kind of hair. And whenever you talk like this, whenever you go to do your promos, it comes off as though that you're being sarcastic, even though you're trying to be serious. That's Kevin Owens. He talks like this. And, you know, you don't need to do that. You don't have to do that. So, it baffles me to no avail to see people who don't deserve things get things. You know, just because they're participating. They're participating in the company. Also, Logan Paul was in... My God. Logan Paul was in this Elimination Chamber too. For those of you who don't know, he's done some absolutely disgusting things whenever he was a part of the Disney Network. Including going to a Japanese island that is aptly named, if I remember correctly, Suicide Island. Now, I could be wrong on the name, but that's one of those haunted fucking islands where they hang dolls, like Barbie dolls, all those dolls and stuff like that. And the locals told him not to go to that island. Hey, motherfucker, we get it, you're a tourist and whatever else, but don't go to that island. You see that island over there? That's a haunted island. Don't go there. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to listen to you until I'm not going to listen to you because I'm Logan Paul, bro. Yeah, I want to be a part of WrestleMania. Whoa. You know, it's like, dude, you're not even entertaining. And Pat McAfee, of course, was on commentary for the wrestling event. Once again, don't understand where WWE got Pat McAfee from. He's got his own podcast that he's doing, but... He kind of has no relevance to the wrestling world. Pat McAfee showing up, you know, oh, wow, oh, look at me. I've been at, I guess I just come straight off college football. I guess it's time to suck some more dick. You know, like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I get that WWE has a lot of money. You know how you save money? Live better Walmart? Not sponsored, by the way. You wanna know how you save money, though, honestly? I mean, it's a crazy concept. I mean, I think it's just something that I've never heard of. Maybe don't spend as much. Is it crazy to think that if I had $8,000, see what I mean? I can just keep doing running gags and shit. Is it crazy to think that if I had $8,000 to spend, that I wouldn't spend it all in one place, you know? But WWE, they've got more than just $8,000. I've never had $8,000 in my hand. If I had 8 G's standing in front of me right now, I mean, I would think. What exactly is it that I could do? I could make that GHS, that THS, whatever it was that I was telling you guys about, I could make that go faster. And if I could make that go faster, then I could earn more Bitcoin. And if I could earn more Bitcoin, that means that I could get to $8,000 within a blink of an eye. And then imagine multiplying that by 2, by 3, by 4, by 5, by 6, by 10, by 18, by 25. And then I'm going to have a lot of minimum Cash App, you know, transactions that I'm going to have to make in order to circumvent the whole, you know, IRS tax evasion type thing. Because where did you get it? By the end of the year, Johnny IRS is going to be asking, where did you get $8,000 from? Because it says here in your, I guess, working where you were working at that it doesn't add up to $8,000. And seeing as though that Johnny IRS is the person who makes most of the tax laws, he's going to know. He's going to know that something smells fishy here. And then he's going to start asking questions like, did you sell drugs this year? And then I'm going to be like, no, I didn't do any of that. You know, I'm not doing anything illegal. I didn't sell my organs on the black market. And stop asking questions, all right? You want to fuck around? You want to find out? Because, you know, guys, right now that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking around, and I'm going to find out. One way or another, I'm going to find out. This Cash App, little, I guess, Bitcoin farming that I'm doing, this is an experiment so that I can fuck around and find out. Also, Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble. I don't know if I said that already. I know that that's probably, oh man, you're so far behind, you don't even know what's going on. And you call yourself a wrestling podcast? Come on, man. You didn't even report on that whenever it happened. Why didn't you say it whenever it happened? It's because I was too busy worrying about whether or not Kevin Owens had won the Royal Rumble or not. You know, I get it that he's some favorable, even though he's not, because he's not relatable. Nobody can relate to that. Whatever fucking acidine gimmick that he has. Here's the thing, guys. Usually in a professional wrestling setting, we have characters who have a relatable, somewhat relatable character model. That's why we like them, because they're relatable. Think about Steve Austin, and I know that I've brought up Steve Austin before in the retrospect of relatable characters, because who wouldn't want to go to work and be able to give their boss the finger and then tell their boss that, you know, I'm telling you when you get off tonight. So you're going to be scrubbing the griller. You're going to be doing the dishes. you're going to be sweeping the floor, you're going to be mopping, and then every time that your boss comes into your office, you look at them and then you're like, what? What do you want? What is it? Come on, out with it. Yeah. Time is money. And right now you're wasting my time and you're wasting my money. You know, one of those things. That's what made Steve Austin so relatable. Kevin Owens doesn't have that luxury. Sami Zayn is the same acidine way. I mean, unless you're special needs, Sami Zayn is that way, because Sami Zayn seems to be a part of this grandiose company where they're all like, everyone, they all got into a room, almost like a meeting, you know, all of them, and I mean production crew, you know, everyone from the truck to the network executives to WWE, everyone except for Sami Zayn got into a truck, and then they were all like, all right, there's something that you should all know. Sami Zayn is mentally slow, and we have to not acknowledge that. He's been going around telling a whole bunch of dad jokes that make no sense. And if you say anything to him about what we know, like, don't treat him like he's a cancer patient. He's fucking retarded. And I hate to use that word. Like, I really hate to use that word, because my reputation is on the line here. I'm not going to be able to look back at this episode 5, 6, 7, 10 years from now and then be like, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that about Sami Zayn. I mean, I got to meet the guy. He's not retarded, you know. Like, I don't want to be able to make that episode, because I don't want to be wrong about that. Like, if there was anybody who takes medication for something as severe as Down syndrome, it would have to be Sami Zayn, even though he doesn't have Down syndrome. And I'm not making fun of... Am I making fun of... Am I allowed to cross that line? Nothing legally says that I can't. Okay. Well, I mean, I was diagnosed with autism, according to some people, which is a load of baloney. That's a load of... Really, whenever I'm looking for what it's a load of, you know, can I say horse shit? Should I say dog shit? No. Bull crap? You know, like, I'm looking for something that's not as generic, but still holds a bunch of weight. As far as comparing it to something, I would love to compare it to something, but, you know, oh, I don't give a rat's ass. In what scenario, tell me this, guys, in what scenario does it make sense to go grab a rat, turn that some bitch around, and then afterwards look at your friend or the person that you're talking to, and then literally give them a rat's ass? Or maybe chop off the ass of the rat and then be like, oh, man, I here you go, man. There's a rat's ass. You know, that's what I give. And another thing before I close this episode. And this one is a long time coming. So, if you are over the age, say, of, I want to say, of like 49 and at least 57, especially if you're around this community of Bluefield, Virginia, Bluefield, West Virginia, if you are over the age of like that time gap that I just specified, and I'm primarily outside for most of my job, if for those of you who don't know. So with that context in mind, I honestly don't need you passing. This is going to sound so stupid unless, of course, I give it some context. Whenever I'm outside at the grocery store that I work at, and then I'm grabbing like the carts and stuff like that so that you can do your various shopping and stuff, I would greatly appreciate it if you wouldn't do what you're doing. And most of you don't understand what it is that they're doing. Allow me to elaborate a little bit further. They're saying things like, "Is it cold enough for you? Are you cold?" And, "Woo! It's so cold!" Primarily old ladies, not really old men, but sometimes it is just the oldest of old men. This community, for those of you who don't know, is primarily just older. I don't necessarily know how else to, you know, really put it into perspective, but in being that you are of an older crowd, I don't need you, because I'm outside almost all day. In the morning, most of the time, for 5 to 6 times a week, I don't need you looking me in the eye and saying things like, "Oh man, it's just so cold," and reminding me of how cold that it truly is, because I know how cold that it is. I'm reminded whenever I step outside, whenever I have to go grab buggies, and then afterwards I come into the building that I work at, only to be looked at by my manager and then being told, "What are you doing in here? You're supposed to be out there getting the carts." And then I'm like, I came in here for 30 seconds so that I could warm up. "Go get carts." And then it's, Jesus Christ, man. God damn. So it is extremely, extremely frustrating knowing that I am maybe one of 3 people, but possibly one of 1 person who they love to put outside during the nighttime hours, during the morning, just that morning wind. Oh my God, I swear. So, there's that. As you can tell, I'm a little bit flustered about it, a little bit upset, a little bit perturbed, if you will, because it is extremely upsetting to know that I am nothing more than a cart boy. That I am nothing more than a man who's trying to make $8,000. You know, if I had $8,000, I'd pay for, I don't know, I'd probably want to like eat at Bob Evans all the time. Just because you get steak, mashed potatoes, carrots, KFC, you know. Not at Bob Evans, but, you know, KFC all around. Oh, God damn it. Thank you all so much for joining me. This episode of the Gut Wrench Podcast has been sponsored by me. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, oh yeah, and one other thing, before I say the whole thing, the whole spiel with, I paid myself to advertise on this podcast, and wouldn't you know it, it's starting to become extremely, I would say cheap, but it's not cheap. I had to pay myself a lump sum of money in order to advertise on this podcast. So if you would like to help me recoup that amount, that there will be a link in the description below of my Redbubble store for merchandising. And another thing, I do apologize that I forgot to put in the GIF that I promised to put in last week from one of the most popular GIFs in wrestling history. I will do that this week. I will put said GIF that I was talking about last week in the description below. And thank you all so much for joining me. I do apologize that this episode is a little bit, you know, all over the place. But sometimes I'm not able to watch pro wrestling. I'm not able to suffice on a wrestling network. But as you know, we did talk about pro wrestling. We did talk about, like I said, I would have made it a triple threat match, even though it's not really like the optimal thing to do, maybe. Then that would mean that Rollins doesn't really have an opponent, but he just got hurt. So they're probably going to come up with some wacky-dacky, you know, tournament that's probably going to put Rollins on the shelf for a little bit and then vacate his championship. Then it'll come down to the last two in that tournament. Or take Cody, let him finish his story, even though I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I'm sad panda about it because Drew McIntyre deserves so much better. Drew McIntyre had his moment, of course. It was at one of the WrestleManias prior, but there was no one there because of COVID. So if you did see Drew McIntyre win that year's WrestleMania, it was probably bittersweet, at least for him. He was, like, whenever you have an empty arena and then you don't have, I don't know how to say this. Whenever you have an empty arena, imagine a football game going on with no crowd, right? It seems as though that everybody and their mom loves football for whatever fucking reason, man. You're just passing a ball down the field, everybody goes fucking crazy about it. But whenever you talk about wrestling, it's like, oh no, that's fake and gay. You should reevaluate your fucking life choices. You know, everything that you've done up until this point has been both fake and or gay. And it's been a sin. You shouldn't, you know, it's like if I did a podcast about watching porn, everyone would, and then I talked about nipples and sucking pussy all day, but I'm not going to do that. But if I talked about that sort of content, it wouldn't be considered, quote, fake and gay, you know, by a majority of rednecks. Also, MJF? No, that's not his name. Michael Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Holy shit. His name's not Michael. Is still hurt, and I'm mad about it. Anyway, like I said before, I'm bouncing ideas. So I would take Drew McIntyre and put him up against whoever wins, I guess, the rest of whatever tournament that they're going to end up doing in order to crown a new number one contender. And then allow Drew McIntyre to win that match more than likely after a whole bunch of... after the match had already proceeded, I guess, you know? But really, I mean, they do have another option. They could take Drew McIntyre, take Cody Rhodes, and then instead of making it like a one-on-one match between either Rhodes and Roman or McIntyre and Roman, which I feel like would be the better choice, McIntyre versus Roman. McIntyre versus Reigns would just be powerhouse versus powerhouse, and then we could really see who ends up coming out on top. And I'm sure that knowing WrestleMania and all of their, oh my God, brother, it's a twist. Oh no, you didn't see that one coming. Somebody just stabbed somebody else in the back. What about, and then the next night on Raw, you know, Roman Reigns comes out. He's not got his title. And then he's like, what about family, you know? And it was like, oh man, here it comes again with the family. He keeps putting that on our face. We get it. You're a part of a fucking wrestling dynasty. You, Nia Jax, High Chief Peter Maivia, Rocky Johnson, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, also his daughter. His daughter recently started wrestling in NXT. For those of you who don't know, maybe you haven't been paying attention. Also, apparently his son is also in the NFL, and I could be wrong about that, but there's literally an NFL player named Dwayne Johnson Jr., I think is his name. Holy crap. Who knew? So his son is literally living his dream, because The Rock's dream, believe it or not, The Rock Dwayne Johnson, his dream was to, as he talked about in prior interviews before becoming a professional wrestler, his dream was to do one thing, and that was wrestle. I'm sorry, I just bombed. And that was to compete in the NFL. That's why he went to college. He played football for the U. The University of Florida, go Hurricanes. They're literally asking to be struck by a hurricane. Naming their school, you know, the Hurricanes. That's literally like their mascot. And anyway, if that's their mascot, how in the fuck would the mascot show up to any of their games? You know, without there being like a tidal wave, there would be like, come on, guys. You gotta think clearly. Think about shit. Think about shit. Before shit happens. Anyway, before this episode ends, and I know that I've just been saying it is gonna end. Dude, I wanted to end it like 10 minutes ago. But anyway, before this episode ends, I just want to make it extremely clear what's gonna happen here. I would have put them in a three-way dance match. I would have put them in a triple threat match, because it would have been easier, more comprehensible to watch. Drew McIntyre wins the Elimination Chamber. Cody Rhodes, who won the Royal Rumble. And the champion, Roman Reigns. That probably wouldn't suffice to a lot of you, but to me, the better idea doesn't sound like the triple threat, but it's an option. Like I said, I'm putting it on the table. The better match, in my opinion, would have been Roman Reigns facing off against Drew McIntyre. And then Cody Rhodes to go against whoever they picked to replace Seth Rollins. Which, Seth Rollins shouldn't need a replacement. What I mean is, whoever they pick in order to say, hey, this title's been vacated, Cody versus whoever's going to have an opportunity against Cody Rhodes for the vacated championship. And had it been up to me, also, you want to know what else would happen? Football wouldn't be an all-around thing. Here's what would happen. Last year's champions would have a bye in the... Also, March Madness is coming up. That's something else that we're going to talk about next week, because I wanted to talk about it this week, but I don't have enough time to talk about it this week because I don't want to end this episode on the hour mark. You know, I hate hearing about March Madness. I hate hearing about, oh, man, it's madness. Holy shit. It's, who's going to go into the brackets? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a goddamn flying fuck. Who's going to get into the brackets? You sound like Sami Zayn. That's who you sound like. You want to know who you sound like? You sound like fucking Elmo. And I mean the big red dinosaur. Or the big purple. Barney was a dinosaur. Okay, not Barney. Elmo. You know, the little fucking hairy looking motherfucker who always hangs out with Kermit the Frog and El Delgado. You know, Delgado from the Billy and Mandy TV. Just shut up. Everybody shut up, all right? March Madness is stupid. March Madness is retarded. And anyway, I feel as though that I did this episode a little bit of a little bit of justice. It was hard for me to explain what a cryptocurrency was because I'm farming one and I don't even know what it is myself. Anyway, good night, bang, and that's a wrap.